USA News, I'm Corey Myers.
The president's got a lot of loyalty in his party. I'm always going to vote on what I think is right. That's my principle. But there are an awful lot of Democrats who are just going to do whatever the president says, and that may be enough to get it across the finish line.
The debt ceiling default deadline being pushed back to June 5th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a letter that the federal government could run out of cash to pay its bills by that time. Yellen previously told Congress the deadline could be as soon as June 1st. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the impeachment proceedings against him are illegal and unjust. A secret investigation into Paxton started in March after he asked the state legislature to approve the use of public funds for a more than $3 million settlement with former employees. The employees were fired after accusing Paxton of abusing his office to benefit a donor.
The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee had filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Paxton dismissed it as a witch hunt.
The fact that I was prohibited from presenting evidence to defend myself reveals that this shameful process was curated from the start as an act of political retribution.
Paxton has urged supporters to come to the State House to protest the impeachment proceedings. I'm Karen Sloan.
New York prosecutors telling former President Donald Trump's lawyers that they have an audio recording of Trump and a witness as evidence in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. It's not known who the witness is or even when the recording was made. Trump was charged last month with 34 counts of falsifying business records involving hush money payments to the adult film star and pled not guilty. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden welcoming the Louisiana State University women's basketball team to the White House. Biden on Friday congratulating the Tigers on winning the NCAA women's title. The event, however, interrupted when freshman Samaya Smith fainted during the president's remarks. Thankfully, Smith appeared to be okay after several moments. Tom Brady setting himself up for retirement.
Former Patriots and Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady knows how to just win, baby, and now he's one step closer to being a partial owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Brady's purchase of a stake in the team from owner Mark Davis has been agreed to and sent to the league office for approval. Brady recently also bought a share of the WNBA's world champion Las Vegas Aces, which is also owned by Davis. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
A woman in serious condition after being bitten by a shark.
The attack happened while she was snorkeling in Turks and Caicos. The Connecticut woman and her friend were on a private snorkeling trip when she was bit. The local authorities said she was severely injured. An employee at a nearby resort called police saying the woman had her leg bitten off by a shark, but that has not been confirmed by authorities. I'm Dave Collins.
Experts say shark attacks are actually rare and in most cases are a case of mistaken identity. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.